God and his word are forever. God declares in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 39 and 40, "Now see that I, even I am he, and there is no God besides me. I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal. Nor is there any who can deliver from my hand, for I raise my hand to heaven and say, as I live forever." If you want a little more direct, go to the beginning, literally and figuratively, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, when God gave instruction to Moses to take to the children of Israel, and Moses asked, who should he say gave these instructions? God told Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you." God was here before the start to create the start, when you think about it. I am. Not I am now, not I will be, not I have become. I am. An eternal present tense. So, what about Jesus? We read about Jesus throughout the New Testament. In fact, Jesus as the Son of God is the New Testament. But when we turn to John chapter 8, verse 58, we find Jesus saying to the Jews in the temple, "Most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." Sound familiar? If you go back to the Old Testament, the angel of the Lord appears dozens of times, starting in the book of Genesis. If we look at Exodus chapter 23, verses 20 and 21, "Behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Do not provoke him, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him." My name is in him. As a father's name is part of a son. If we go to Judges chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, we find verses which, in part, create the debate about the identity of the angel of the Lord. "Then the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I led you up from Egypt, brought you to the land of which I swore to your fathers, and I said, I will never break my covenant with you, and you shall make no covenant with the inhabitants of this land. You shall tear down your altars because you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this?" Certainly sounds like God speaking, because anyone else besides God promised the land of Israel to the Jews? Here's a question the Bible scholars have explored for centuries. Why would God appear as an angel when he can, and numerous times did appear, as God? When we go to Genesis 17, we find God appearing to Abram, and in verse 4 promising to make Abram the father of many nations. Going back to the other side of the debate, why does any appearance by the angel of the Lord come to an end early in the New Testament, just before the birth of Jesus? Is the angel of the Lord Jesus before he manifested into the earthly Jesus? Or is the angel God himself taking a physical form? Since God and Jesus are two parts of the Trinity, then perhaps the answer to both is simply yes. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 and 6, we're told, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God." God, through the lessons brought to this world by Jesus, offers forever, forever, of course, in spiritual life. This is why Christians have no fear of death. We know it's not the end. In a way, it's the transition to becoming spiritually, I am.